My name is Martin Abongay, and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abongay. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. This is episode 425 and this is your host, Martin. All right, guys. So I hope you guys are doing well. I am doing great. It is Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah, it was a pretty interesting day for me. I have been watching a web conference of several French entrepreneurs. So quite a lot of them, actually. It was a live. I think it's still going live, actually. For like 6-7 hours or something. And I wanted to talk to you about my experience with this because this is exactly what a lot of you guys are going through, okay? So here's the thing. So there is this this guy that I know. The guy is really smart. It's a really smart guy. I actually met him once when he was here in Bali, and I've been following the guy for quite a while. Brilliant French guy. He's based in Thailand, yeah? And he usually travels quite a lot. And now that we're in confinement and we're staying home, he decided that, oh, you know what? I should maybe throw a conference like this. And he's going to gather 27 French entrepreneurs and get them to speak on different subjects for like a whole week. So the whole thing has been going on for a week. And today is actually the last day. So for the last day, he organized this live. Where it started at 11 a.m. French time until like, I don't know, like 6 or something. So it is actually still going on. I just wanted to record my podcast and I might actually tune back in to see what's going on. Anyway, so the interesting thing about this is so obviously there are 27 people and all these people are doing something different. All right, so you had conferences. I mean, some people went for like four hours. Someone for like 3 hours, an hour and a half, an hour and stuff. And it's very interesting, when you're just starting out, and someone tells you, okay, you need to do this, you need to do that. You know, sometimes you feel like, oh, it's the only way to do it, right? Especially when, I told you a lot about this. People tell you, oh, you should meditate, you should do this, you should do that, blah, blah, blah. So they have you believe that's the only way to do it. So until you attend one of these conferences and you realize that there are hundreds of different ways to do it, right? Because all these people, they do different stuff, even in the same field. Like some people are in SEO, some people are in e-commerce, some people are in affiliation, and they all do something different, which is crazy. All right, but what I wanted to tell you is this, as much as I know this stuff already, because, again, so when I tell you stuff, it's not like, oh, Martin is perfect and you guys don't know anything. It's the same thing for me. So as much as I know it, I will still at some point, attracted by kind of like the shiny object syndrome, right? So you see a conference and this guy is doing this and you're like, oh man, that's really cool. I want to do that, right? And you're like, oh, no, let me try this. And then you see someone else and he's doing something cool, seems to be working for him. You're like, oh man, this is really cool. I really want to do this and stuff. So there are a few instances in those conferences where I was like, oh yeah, that would be interesting. I should look into that, right? And I guess that, I'll say the good thing for me right, is that I already have kind of things that are established and they're pretty constant. So, you know, it is bringing me revenue, which gives me a little bit more option to go out and, you know, check new things and all that kind of stuff. But I just realized, you know, by being in this conference now, because I haven't been in that environment with so many like stimulations and stuff in like at the same time in a long time. But I realized that for you, for example, if you're listening and you're just starting out, this is what it must be like for you, right? So there's this guy saying, oh yeah, it works for me, I'm doing this. And you're like, oh man, it's cool. And then someone else is coming with something completely different. And you, and then at the end of the day, you're like, dude, but what should I do? You know, which one's better? Because when people tell you about what they're doing, you're like, oh man, it's the best on the planet and all that kind of stuff. And obviously, I mean, some of them, you don't know how, you know, successful they really are, how much is the profit, how much is this and all that kind of stuff. But still, it was very, very hard for me to resist some of the conferences. I was like, oh, that sounds really cool. There is one though, that actually rocked my world. Like honestly, it is huge. It is insane. And this one, I'm going to pursue this one because it is in my actual core business. Okay, so my core business is an email business, and there's this guy. I mean, the guy is really smart. All right, and he has the same profile as I have. He's dealing with like, you know, email databases, like big email databases that he wants to segment and stuff. And I've been looking into ways of segmenting my database a little bit better. And I was looking in one direction and he's looking in a completely different direction that I didn't even know existed. And this thing is the bomb. I don't know if people still say that, it might be old school, but it's huge. So, I'm actually going to pursue this. I have a call with the guy tomorrow. Really nice guy, actually. So we can talk about it, and he can explain a little bit more. But it was very hard, you know, to discipline myself and to say, look, here's the thing. You're running your race right now. It is going great, right? I've started working on something before confinement and stuff, and it's working great. You know, the growth curve is really insane. It's picking up every single month because I'm focusing on it. All right. Before, I was doing that on the side. I was looking at it and stuff. It was pretty stagnant, but now it's just picking up. Right. And all I have to do is just, you know, stick to my guns, stay in my lane and keep doing this, because, you know, if I do spend time on it, which time actually demonstrated, right. Before, I didn't pay too much attention. Now I spent the last, what was it now? Is that May? The last, I'll say 5 months, 5.5 months working on it, like properly. And I will say the last 3 months, I'll say the last 3 months, this is when I organized everything and I created a really cool system, and I got my team to start helping me scale this thing, because before it was me doing it just so I can learn the all the mechanics and stuff. But, you know, in 3 months, I mean, the progress that I've been able to make, I mean, I've multiplied the revenue since, you know, if I look at like December, for example, and I look at now, I think the revenue has been multiplied by, I'll say something like 8, you know, 8 or 9, something like this, right? It's crazy, right? And despite that, despite the success and the encouraging growth of what I was doing there, I was still kind of like getting sidetracked by looking at what some other people are doing, okay? And this is something that you guys probably go through, right? So whether it is that you're just starting out and you don't know, you know, where to start, or what happens very often is you try something and you're not patient enough, you know? It is going to take time to work. And halfway in the process,
then you see something else. You see someone who's telling you, oh man, this is so cool. And then you stop everything you were doing and you move to the other one, right? And then once you're there, same thing will happen. So me, every time so there were 27 people. So there were 27 conferences. So I watched a bunch of them and, you know, and I was like, oh, this is cool. Oh, this is cool as well. This is, you know, so I really understand a little bit better, you know, because in order to be able to help people properly, you need to understand people, right? You need to really understand them. And the time when I was a complete beginner and things were, you know, people were pulling me from every direction, not that it's that far away, but it's not vivid to because I don't live it every day now. Because I already have stuff running, which gives me options to, you know, I'm just doing additional research and trying to create an additional income stream, you know. So there is a difference between, all right, you know, I want to create an additional income stream versus I need to create an income stream. Let me try this. Let me try that. And nothing works, you know. And so, by me being in this situation right now, it puts me back in a few years ago when you know this was happening to me. So I understand that better. So as hard as it is, right? Because today I was talking to a friend of mine who's in Singapore, and so I was telling him about the conference, and I told him, I said, look, dude, I mean, some of these guys are really smart. They're doing some really cool stuff that I didn't know about. Or it's not my market. I mean, I'm not in the SEO. I mean, this is the last thing I know is SEO. I don't know anything about SEO. Some people are doing, what are they doing? I don't know, some people they are doing some copywriting stuff, you know, e-commerce and everything. And, you know, obviously when someone is explaining, they have condensed everything in like an hour and a half or something. So it's like, oh man, it's easy to do. Let me jump there. But, you know, it's not. So I was telling him, dude, it was hard. Like sometimes I was like, oh, let me look into this. And then I just paused for a moment and decided that, dude, stay in your lane. Okay. Your lane is the really good lane. There's nobody there because what I'm doing here, I don't think anybody's doing. And I've never heard anybody talk about this. I didn't learn that from anybody. I actually came up with it. Okay. So it's not something, oh man, there's so many people on it. No, I created it. It works really well. So there is no point in me after all this the success that I've been getting to go and kind of like start getting distracted. Even though, as I was saying before, now I passed everything to my team. So the team is doing everything. I don't actually need me or myself to do anything for this income stream to grow now, because it took me a few months. But now I passed, you know, I passed the baton to my team. They do everything. So I had to kind of like look at what is something that's really actionable and that goes in the direction I'm going to, because there are a lot of people. Yeah. So there are people who are doing like consulting agency, blah blah blah, and you can make a lot of money with this thing with the consulting and stuff. But here's the thing. So at some point I was like, oh yeah, that sounds really interesting. And this guy was like, yeah, you know what you need to do instead of going towards you know, automating and not personal stuff, blah, blah, blah. You need to give people your WhatsApp number. And he's getting really good results with it. But dude, and at some point I was like, oh yeah, that sounds interesting. Maybe I should do that. But the last thing I want on the planet is for people to like contact me on my personal phone, you know, at midnight and all that kind of stuff. I'm not at that point yet, you know? So you need to, when you see something, always put it in front of your other, okay, what is the goal? What is the lifestyle that I want to live? Okay, if it doesn't match this, then I don't really want to do it. Okay, I'm pretty sure I could make money doing consulting and stuff, right? And you know, giving my WhatsApp and everything, because obviously, you know, people start talking to you, then you have this relationship and all that kind of stuff, and then, you know, people know you're a real person, you have time to develop and stuff, and then people are more likely to buy from you, you know. So it is pretty, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory, and it's not even like a sales technique or something. You're just, you know, genuinely getting to know people. But As much as I like people, I am not at the point yet where I want to do it as my kind of like workflow. So it can happen that, I start talking to someone just because we're talking, you know? So for example, my buddy was in Singapore. This is how it started, actually. He saw me on an interview, but it's the interview is in French. And then he contacted me. But I don't know, his email got into spam. I think I told you that already. And so I called the guy back. And he's in Singapore, so I've never actually met the guy, but we've been on the phone for the last couple of months. We've done like video, Vizio and all that kind of stuff. Really cool guy. So I'm not trying to sell him anything, right? It's just that, well, he's a good buddy now. So, you know, he's planning on moving here in Bali, so I'm trying to help him out a little bit and stuff. And we talk about everything, you know? So it can happen that, you know, someone, if someone contacts me, for example, I give an interview, and someone needs help with something, and they're like, oh, so you're there, it's cool. Yeah, of course, you know, we'll have a chat. But me creating some sort of funnel or something in place where the leads have to call me and all that kind of stuff, I'm not at that point yet, right? I like to have like, you know, the interactions I want with people for now, I mean, on the phone or stuff, need to be just, you know, just friendship, man. We're just talking about stuff. Maybe at some point, I might get there. I don't know. I don't think so, because, dude, everything I do is to avoid having to do this. So, because, you know, one thing that that I don't like is interruptions, right? And when people have your number, then they will interrupt you, right? They will send you messages. They will call you. They'll blah blah blah. And these are interruptions. So yeah, anyway, so that was my example. But for your example, it's the same thing. So if your business, for example, you have kids and you want to be with your kids all the time, and then you have this business opportunity that basically means that you have to travel 5 times, 5 days a week and go to conferences halfway across the country all the time, blah, 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 blah. And it's well paid. Yeah, well, you can make money with it, but, you know, are you going to see your kids? No, not really, right? So then you have to gauge. You always have to remember, all right, what is it that I started the business for in the beginning, right? So, again, as much as I tell people about it, oh, be careful of the shiny object syndrome, it's dangerous, and beginners, they fall into that trap and stuff. I was falling into the trap, man. But, you know, because I have a little bit more experience now, and I understand that, it's good for them if that stuff is working for them. And also, it is working for them because it's them. And because it's their audience, right? It doesn't mean that your audience, which is following you, and you are a different person from that dude or that chick, it doesn't mean that it's gonna work the same way, right? So, if you already have something that you're pursuing and it matches like the lifestyle that you wanna have, what is the life that you wanna have? But in terms of lifestyle, I'm not saying in terms of like numbers and stuff, because again, and I think I told you that yesterday, if you look at the wrong numbers, then that can suck. So if you look at just the sales, it can suck. I don't look at the sales or anything. Me, I just look in terms of lifestyle, right? The quality of my life. What is the quality of life that you want? Okay, so does this shiny object take you there or not really? Well, in a lot of cases it will, because it's like, oh yeah, you do this, it works, yeah. But they're like the easiest cases to dismiss are the ones that are not in sync with what you actually want in terms of lifestyle. So you'll be able to kind of like get rid of those. The other ones, they can be more challenging, right? So what I'm saying is, if you start something, try to pursue it, all right? You know, the thing that I am working on right now, and I told you it's working really well, and I will stick to it. I told you it took me 8 years, 8 years, And I'm not saying days or months, years. I've been working on it for 8 years, trying to crack the code, and eventually I did it. So obviously, this is a very extreme example, because normally, you know, you should know when to quit. You know, that's the thing. Sometimes it's actually better to quit. You know, you need to quit like winners. You know, when you realize that it's really not worth my while. It's taking too much out of me. It's not in sync with what I want to do. It's not me and stuff like that. You know, there is no problem in quitting. You know, before, you know, just running blindly into the wall when it could have been avoided. Okay. So my example is pretty extreme, but what I'm saying is, I knew there was a way of making it work, because I heard that some people were using the same kind of mechanism very differently to get some results. And I stuck to my guns, right? And now, you know, it wasn't like 8 years I was working on it, you know, just like night and day for 8 years. So it was, I work on it, I try some stuff for a while, and I don't get the results that I want. So I have my other business, I'm working on that. And then I get a little bit more information, because as time goes by, you acquire new information, new intel. You're like, oh man, let me try this. So I've been doing that for like 8 years, you know, coming back to it saying, oh, you know what? Now with the new things that I know, can I make it work? And now it works, okay? So obviously don't wait 8 years, but when, don't give up after like a week or, you know, I don't know, like a week, a month. Oh man, I've been trying this. I've been posting on my Instagram for a week and then nobody's there and stuff. I quit. Yeah, it sucks. I mean, it sucks. You know, Instagram and all that kind of stuff, these are the worst things, right? Because, you know, people kind of like gauge the success or something. It has become all about the likes. Oh man, I don't have likes and all that kind of stuff. And I see a lot of people give up. And the ones who actually have success are not the ones that didn't put one picture and then the picture got viral straight away. No, it was gradual, okay? So yeah, it was a very interesting experience for me to go back to that situation where, you know, it's shiny object syndrome left and right, because it does reconnect me a lot more with some of the people who are following me right now. We're in the beginning, like the early stages, and they actually have to face this kind of challenges, and it sucks. It's really hard, right? It is really hard. Even if you're like experienced and stuff, it is really, really hard, right? So I don't know. Some of these guys were actually very interesting. The thing is, I don't know anybody on the French scene. Nobody, right? I know, I know the guy who was organizing it because I met him here, but the other ones, I don't know them. There's one guy who was in there and he's the best. I love the guy. He's the absolute best. And I think that I've been following him since 2011, right? And he's actually maybe my greatest inspiration in terms of how I kind of like built my lifestyle and how I structured the company, because he's a lot like me. And I saw some things that he was able to do, how he modeled his company and how everything revolved around his lifestyle. And the guy is just, he's just awesome. And he was on this conference. And what I like about him is, you know, you ask him a question and he will go on and on for like 10 minutes, you know, and this and that. And it's really funny. I love the guy. He was there. So I know the guy. I've been on a, finally, after 9 years, there was the first live that he organized, just a live, not for like professional reason or something, but just at the beginning of the confinement, he organized something, say, hey guys, let's have a drink together. And I was actually able to, well, basically say, I was like a groupie, you know, like, hey, Jean, I'm a big fan and everything. So he was there, but the other ones, I don't know the guys. And, you know, I had some is that prejudices? How you can say that? Stereotypes or something, I don't know, on like the French marketing scene before, but that was ages ago. And since then, I've just talked to those like old ideas that I had. But there are a lot of interesting people there, and they seem pretty cool. So this guy, for example, the guy's smart. He's really smart, Jesus Christ. But he's also a really nice guy. So we've been able to, so we chat a little bit, And he's really, really cool guy. So I'm going to speak to him tomorrow. I'd like pick his brain on some stuff. But I would like to meet some of those guys over there that were at the conference, not because I want to do what they're doing, but just because I think that some of them are actually pretty cool, you know? You always have some image of some. I mean, there are some of them who's, you know, at first glance at this, I'm like, I don't know if we have, you know, something in common. I think some of them, but it's just a perception, you know, that they were a little bit full of themselves, you know, like, oh, yeah. And I was like, nah, I wouldn't hang out with this guy. I don't know the guy, right? I've just seen him in a live, but that's the impression that, you know, that I had. Then, you know, obviously you need to meet the guy, spend some time with them and see. But there is some people right off the bat, I was like, yeah, this person is more my kind of person. And, you know, hopefully I get to, you know, to talk to some of them, you know, and just, you know, exchange, you know, ideas and just chat, because I honestly am not on the French scene at all. So either professionally or even socially, right? Even here in Bali, I don't know any French people. I do know some French people, because you know, there's my buddy who's my business partner on two things that we're doing, and is a really good friend of mine. So I know a little, like a few group of like French people, but there's a huge French community of, like, you know, French people to just hang out between French. And it's funny, I've been here almost like, you know, I don't know, 4 years and a half now, and some of them have never seen me, right? They meet me, they're like, oh man, you just got here? How do you like Bali? I said, dude, I've been here for 4 years. They're like, but I've never seen you. You're French? So yeah. So how come I've never seen you? I said, I don't know, you know? but anyway, so yeah, it is going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to chatting with the guy tomorrow. The guy is brilliant. He is brilliant. But he's also, he's a little bit like my idol, Jean, you know? So you ask him a question, he will just go and, you know, tell you all the details. Oh yeah, here, this and that, and that, which I like, because sometimes I'm like this sometimes. My girlfriend keeps telling me that, you know, sometimes I remember we went out to Uluwatu, and then we met a couple. We're in the swimming pool. Having a drink. I don't know what I was drinking, we're in the swimming pool with glasses and stuff, and then there's this couple who was in the same hotel, so they were sitting next to us, and then we started talking, and the guy was like, oh, what do you do? And I started rambling for like, I don't know, half an hour, and then she was like, dude, like, you know, they when people ask you stuff, you give them a lot of details and all that kind of stuff, and I was like, I don't know, just like doing that stuff. So the guy is like me, and he's like, you know, the guy behind the curtain, same as me, right? Because he has a very successful business, but he's not, you know, he's a very low-key guy. You know, same as me, we work on email marketing, you know, we have built like huge databases and stuff. And a lot of the things that we're doing are similar. So I think it's going to be really, really interesting. I don't know how long it's going to last, because the guy, he was telling me, dude, when I'm talking to people, I just, you know, he just blabs, and I blab as well. So we'll see how that goes tomorrow. But so that's pretty much it. But the message here was, really beware of the shiny object syndrome. I already made a podcast about it back in the days, which was, you know, not that it was theoretical, but here right now, I just stopped the conference, and I had that vivid experience. And as soon as I have something, I want to tell you guys, right? Even if it means that I have to repeat something that I already said in some episode. I think shiny object syndrome must have been in the first 20 episodes, you know? So now it's like episode, I don't know, you know, 425 something. I think it's a good time for a refresher. Okay, so that's pretty much it, guys. I wish you guys a very good day, and I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. You guys have a great day. Bye bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebonge. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because
This tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff and the more they'll show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I wanna ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day and it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonge.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast, but you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.